Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, May 10th, 2017 on the One and Only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. And it just gets wilder. Does it not? I mean, is it me? Wow. We'll kind of pick up where we left off yesterday here in a minute. But first, a couple of things. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warrior. We are all Road Warriors, those who assume ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discourse. Speaking of interesting and lively discourse, holy cow. The big news of the day, as New York Times put it in their headline, FBI Director James Comey is fired by Trump. Reuters: Trump fires FBI Director Comey, setting off U.S. political storm. Washington Post: President Trump fires FBI Director Comey. Yawn. Another day at the office. ABC News: FBI Director Comey fired amid Russia probe. That's a cute way to put that. Yeah, amid Russia probe that includes Comey himself and certainly Andrew McCabe, as I've mentioned, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Senator Chuck Grassley is very interested in the Russia probe and the ties to Hillary Clinton. I mentioned some of the hypocrisy yesterday of the corporate press, the prostitutes, as Bill in Idaho would have said. And Bill, we still will miss you. You'll always be missed, sorely missed. But I mentioned Senator Chuck Grassley, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair. I've mentioned his interest in all of this nonsense. And you will recall, for instance, Chuck Grassley's letter to the acting Deputy Attorney General, Dana Bente, back on March 31st. The news release on Chuck Grassley's website was titled, "Complaint. Firm behind dossier and former Russian intel officer joined lobbying effort to kill pro-whistleblower sanctions for Kremlin." That was part of that story. And then, of course, there was the letter. I keep forgetting. It was March. Okay, so then you'll recall the letters that Chuck Grassley sent FBI Director James Comey, or former FBI Director James Comey now. One letter dated March 6th, the other March 28th, both of which were not responded to publicly. And in the March 6th letter to FBI Director Comey from Senator Chuck Grassley, Grassley asked several questions relating to the unverified dossier that the FBI apparently expressed interest in as well, once it learned about it. And, you know, the FBI is supposed to know all kinds of things and know everything about everybody. What's interesting is the FBI doesn't know what it should know, but it knows things it shouldn't know, it seems. And perhaps we should go back to Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, where, and every time we play that, you know, I swear we should do an out in the public day and just ask people what they know about homegrown terrorism. We should just keep coming back to that. The FBI, you know, when we talk about Islamic, radical Islamic extremism or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk is essential information. Even before we get to the Wahhabist issue, because, of course, if there is a real element, there really isn't. Whatever is synthetically manufactured always has Wahhabism somewhere close to the center of it. For instance, obviously, Operation Cyclone and the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen. So, back to Senator Chuck Grassley's letters. March 6th letter, Grassley asked 12 questions relating to the FBI's interest in the unverified dossier and the FBI's alleged proposal to pay Christopher Steele to continue his research, which is ridiculous. That letter, again, was unanswered publicly. And then March 28th, Chuck Grassley sent another letter. That letter centered around the accusations or the allegations, whatever you want to, whatever term you want to use, of collusion and possible wrongdoing. Certainly, questionable dealings by the FBI's number two in charge, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And what was the story? Remember, as I've said several times, in Chuck Grassley's letter, he mentions on March 7th, 2015, just 5 days after the New York Times broke the story about Secretary Clinton's use of private email for official business, Mr. McCabe met with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime close associate of the Clintons, along with his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe. Mr. McAuliffe recruited Dr. Jill McCabe, who had not previously run for any office, any political office, to be the Democratic candidate for a Virginia State Senate seat. Dr. McCabe agreed, and Governor McAuliffe Governor McAuliffe's Political Action Committee subsequently gave nearly $500,000 to her campaign while the FBI investigation of Secretary Clinton was ongoing. The Virginia Democratic Party, over which Mr. McAuliffe exerts considerable control, also donated over $200,000 to Dr. McCabe's campaign. While Mr. McCabe recused himself from public corruption cases in Virginia, isn't that nice? You know, he's tripping over the dollars to pick up dimes in that case, or making sure that he doesn't. He recuses himself on molehills, but on the mountain, not so much. While Mr. McCabe recused himself from public corruption cases in Virginia, presumably including the reportedly ongoing investigation of Mr. McAuliffe regarding illegal campaign contributions. Imagine that. I mean, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. He failed to recuse himself from the Clinton email investigation, despite the appearance, I would say the obvious, not even appearance, it's the obvious, conflict created by his wife's campaign accepting $700,000 from a close Clinton associate during the investigation. And speaking of the Russians, they're everywhere. According to public reports, again from Grassley's letter, the FBI agreed to pay the author of the unsubstantiated dossier alleging a conspiracy between Trump associates and the Russians. It reportedly agreed to pay the author, Christopher Steele, to continue investigating Mr. Trump. Clinton associates reportedly paid Mr. Steele to create this political opposition research dossier against Mr. Trump. The FBI has failed to publicly reply to my March 6th letter asking about those reports. That leaves serious questions about the FBI's independence from politics unanswered. So these are some of the charges, and there are more. I mentioned also that Chuck Grassley sent a letter on March 27th to Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, the company, political research company behind the political opposition research dossier. And that letter was interesting. I've read that. You know that. You've heard it. So, you know, it's interesting to hear the mainstream press crickets on the issue of FBI Director Comey being let go. And the official statement from Press Secretary Sean Spicer yesterday read, statement from the press secretary, today, President Donald J. Trump informed FBI Director James Comey that he has been terminated and removed from office. President Trump acted based on the clear recommendations of both the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The FBI is one of our nation's most cherished and respected institutions, and today will mark a new beginning for our crown jewel of law enforcement, said President Trump. A search for a new permanent FBI director will begin immediately. So it was interesting because the mainstream press largely reported this was just another sort of yawner day at the office, which is fascinating. Again, the hypocrisy is staggering. It's interesting to me that you know, as we consider this story, I remember looking at some of the tweets that folks like Jim Sciutto over at CNN, for example, posted yesterday in the wake of this story. And it was very interesting. You know, it was kind of and what was also interesting was, and I will just say this, this is my conjecture, the announcement came around the same time as the FBI statement on the clarification of Director Comey's testimony during the oversight hearings last week, a week ago, actually, today. And that was interesting. Because essentially, Jim Comey perjured himself in his testimony. And folks will say, oh no, that's difficult to prove. You have to prove that he lied for it to be a case of perjury. Well, I will guarantee you, I will all but guarantee you that if you testified before Congress and you were, you know, in the hot seat, so to speak, or if I testified before Congress and we misspoke, we would be considered guilty before proven innocent. It would be considered perjury first, and they would ask questions later. But not when you're Jim Comey, not when you're Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Comey testified that Hillary Clinton lied repeatedly, answering questions directly. Remember? We should play that clip. Did Hillary Clinton testify that she didn't share classified information Director Comey, true or false? False. In other words, she shared classified information, and et cetera, et cetera. You remember. You know what I'm talking about. It's unbelievable. You know, as I said yesterday, Anthony Weiner can receive classified emails via his wife, Uma Abedin. And speaking of Comey, Comey perjured himself in his testimony of Uma Abedin. And that's interesting. So the announcement came on the heels of that. And I was going to say that my speculation is that letting Director Comey go is the most kind thing that can be done. And my speculation behind the scenes is that it is kind of a Machiavellian political posturing. In other words, it's, you know, the Godfather saying, we're going to let you step down and walk away from this deal. We're going to make sure that the investigation doesn't find you or doesn't implicate you, which it most certainly would. I mean, how could it not? Andrew McCabe is guilty, essentially. I mean, I don't, that's my conjecture again, but how could he not be? Think about just the little bit of information that I've already shared. I mean, I've shared more in the past, but even just a little bit today, it's kind of interesting. Speaking of smoke, where's the mainstream press on this? Why are they not talking about this? So my suspicion is that the most kind thing that Trump could do is let Comey go. And that probably on some kind of Machiavellian basis, you know, the Godfather saying, we're going to let you go, but, you know, we'll make sure the investigation doesn't implicate you, doesn't somehow find you or circle back around to you, but in exchange for that, someday, and that day may never come, I'm going to ask you for a favor. I mean, that's kind of how it works. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on. It's a very interesting game of push and pull that's unfolding in Washington. Not interesting in a good sense, very scary, I would say. So anyway, like I said, Anthony Weiner can receive classified emails via his wife, Uma Abedin, and everyone can say, well, I mean, she can say, I have no idea how those emails got on his laptop, and nobody asked questions. No one's guilty. Because as Director Comey said, what was it, last July? Sure, Secretary Clinton lied under oath lied during her testimony. Sure, and, you know, she's married to the guy who was impeached for lying, so that's no surprise. But, you know, she didn't mean to do anything wrong, and the people that shared these classified emails, they didn't mean to do anything wrong. But WikiLeaks publishes something that's unsanctioned, and Julian Assange should go to prison because he's not part of the political process, even though Director Pompeo says he is, sort of. But aren't the American people part of the political process? Don't we deserve to know? Certainly more than Hillary Clinton's maid printing classified information off at the skiff in Hillary Clinton's home. We'll be right back.
B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Goodness. You know, yesterday I mentioned some things kind of centering around Isaiah chapter 5, the concept that Isaiah outlines in chapter 5 about inverting reality essentially and subverting righteousness and good. So Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 to 23, Isaiah says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in mixing strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right." I mentioned several passages in conjunction with that, not the least of which Jesus himself speaking in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, when he says, "Because lawlessness increased, most people's love will grow cold." And there's much more to read in that chapter, and everyone should be familiar with it, very intimately acquainted with it, but I'll leave that to the listener. So I mentioned some of the problems yesterday. I want to focus on another aspect of that today, but first let me say, we have been running on spiritual fumes, so to speak, here in America for a very long time. And again, this gets back to Romans chapter 1. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, there's a what people call church on every corner, a Sunday going to meeting place. But do we honor God and give him thanks, as Paul points out in Romans chapter 1? No, of course not. We should be very intimately familiar with what's happening In the context of the spiritual battle that we see unfolding, you know, I mentioned Mark chapter 5 and Acts 19 yesterday as far as demonic possession and seeing these stories that come up. I've talked about some of them in the past, but there are more and more of them these days, whether it incorporates psychotropics through Big Pharma or not. You know, you see stories of there was a story, I want to say 2 years ago, that I remember specifically where the authorities said that the man that they apprehended was running through the streets naked and had superhuman strength, was very, you know, just out of his mind, wasn't in his right mind, obviously, and was not on. They couldn't find any traces of drugs, legal or illegal, in his system. So that sounds exactly like what you read in Mark 5 and Acts 19. And the story in Mark 5 you find in, I think, three of the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, and Luke, if I'm not mistaken. So this is something that should grab our attention, and we should be familiar with it. But in this society, where science has become a religion, somehow this discussion, you know, gets left out. The public awareness campaign, the propaganda campaign, is strangely silent on this issue. So we've been running on spiritual fumes, so to speak, here in America for a very long time. At this point, because of the prolific information age, quote unquote, our spiritual blindness as a nation can perhaps only be described as what I would call a categorical willful blindness. We are deeply immersed in this spiritual battle, no matter how strangely silent the mainstream and the mainstream media in particular remains on this issue. Peculiar silence due to the rise of scientism predominantly, I would say, and obviously this all correlates to Pike's letter to Mazzini and the plan to return to Genesis 6 and 11. It's interesting, the more familiar you are with the Bible and the more we see what's actually happening and the way that bad guys are steering things from behind the scenes, the headless agenda that is unfolding, and you can see it the more you are familiar with what's going on, the more you can see it actually happening. I think fewer and fewer people believe in the myth of accidental history. In other words, I think more and more people are believing something is happening, but what? Who's doing what and for what purpose? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free. And
bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. Oh, an example of what I mean. People being steered in ways they don't understand precisely has been planned. You know, Firefox today has the little deal on the homepage that says, net neutrality is under attack. Tell the FCC what you need. Well, how does Firefox know exactly what you want to tell the FCC that you need? And, you know, this gets right back to among other things, Bertrand Russell's quote from The Impact of Science on Society, the subject of most importance politically is mass psychology. society, which could technocracy on society. But his words, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce a sort of character and a sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. Isn't that fun? But mass psychology, its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Of these, the most influential is what is called education, quote-unquote, so-called education. Religion plays a part, though a diminishing one. The press, the cinema, the radio play an increasing part. What is essential in mass psychology is the art of persuasion. Isn't that interesting? In a post-truth era, seems we have arrived at the critical mass of this concept here in America, unfortunately. And Russell wrote, it may be hoped in time that anybody will be able to persuade anybody of anything if he can catch the patient young and is provided by the state with money and equipment. And there's more, obviously. I've read, the populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. And again, from that point, you know, able to control the population of the subjects, as Russell puts it, controlling the subjects. I think of diet injections and injunctions. You look around at the abuses of society. Cities repeatedly caught, for example, dialing the traffic lights to a point that clearly causes accidents, or at the very least results in increased citations. People running red lights, the yellow light issue, for example. This is something that's been covered for years. Do you ever wonder when you pull up to a red light, or excuse me, when you're pulling up to a traffic light and it turns yellow and suddenly it's red? Don't you feel like that might be a little fast? It just feels like, you know, you have to slam on your brakes to stop, doesn't it? And that's not by accident. If you're not familiar, this is a subject that has been discussed a great deal. On last week's New World Next Week with the combined effort, New World Next Week, Corporate Report and Media Monarchy, they discussed this issue again. It's been covered before, but one of the stories, after challenging red light cameras, Oregon man fined $500 for practicing engineering without a license. Is that not crazy? The Reason article headline. After challenging red light cameras, Oregon man fined $500 for practicing engineering without a license. He actually posed for a picture with the letter from Oregon. Mats Jarlstrom's wife, when she got snagged by one of Oregon's red light cameras in 2013, he challenged the ticket by questioning the timing of the yellow lights at intersections where cameras had been installed. Since then, his research into red light cameras has earned him attention in local and national media. In 2014, he presented his evidence on an episode of 60 Minutes and an invitation to present at last year's annual meeting of the Institute of Transportation Engineers. It also got him a $500 fine from the Oregon State Board of Examiners for engineering and land surveying. According to the board, Dahlstrom's research into red light cameras and their effectiveness amounts to practicing engineering without a license. Do you have a license? Without a license. No, really. Dahlstrom had sent a letter to the board in 2014 asking for the opportunity to present his research on how two short yellow lights were making money for the state by putting the public safety at risk. I would like to present these facts for you for your review and comment, he wrote. Instead of inviting him to present, the board threatened him, citing state laws that make it illegal to practice engineering without a license. The board told Dahlstrom that even calling himself an electronics engineer and the use of the phrase "I am an engineer" in his letter were enough to create violations. Think about that. Apparently the threats weren't enough, because the board follow-up in January of his of this year by official fining Dahlstrom $500 for the supposed crime of practicing engineering without being registered. Dahlstrom is now suing the state board over that fine, arguing that it's unconstitutional to prevent someone from doing math without the government's permission. He's getting support from the Institute for Justice, a national libertarian law firm. But there's more, and this gets back to my point about Isaiah chapter 5, what we are doing in America. I mean, we're drifting so far from reality, it reminds one of anytime Romans chapter 1 comes up, I always think of The Matrix and the book that you can see on the shelf, Simulacra and Simulation. That was the book, I think, that Keanu Reeves had his stuff in his apartment, his character, Mr. Anderson. Simulacra and Simulation by Jean Baudrillard makes a case for the drifting away from reality in the fashion that Romans 1 talks about. And basically what Jean Baudrillard says is, first there is the tribute, the homage to creation. Someone paints a painting, makes a sculpture or whatever, and is paying tribute to creation. And then someone else pays tribute to the tribute. And then there's an homage to the tribute to the tribute. And before you know it, we forget what reality what even was. We drift completely away. There's a complete detachment from reality at some point. And I feel like we're right there. Now we're at that moment in American history. There's so much to say on this issue. I can't possibly say it all, certainly not in an hour or two. But you know, one of the concepts, I talk a lot about technocracy on this broadcast and its tentacles kind of out in everything, the way that is infecting people's minds. The technocrats rule by experts. Well, who are the experts? They're the self-appointed experts, the white coats, the philosopher kings. We're conditioned to believe if someone is a professional, if they're a white coat, well, they know what's going on. Think about the commercials, for example, for pharmaceuticals, getting back to that. You see the commercial, it reminds one of the Milgram experiments, Stanley Milgram, Yale University, I think 1962, when he proved essentially that the average person will capitulate, so to speak, or acquiesce to the recommendation of the white coat, the expert. And so now we fast forward, we see two paid actors on the television screen. Two paid actors. People don't think about that, though. They see a person who looks like the average person, who looks sad. Then they see another person who looks like a healthcare professional, a doctor, if you will. But I would say healthcare professional because, you know, that's the direction that is trending. Now everyone's a healthcare professional. You know, Walmart, Walgreens, their checkers are healthcare professionals because they can administer vaccines. And speaking of more lies, we hear that aluminum and formaldehyde and glyphosate and all these other things are bad for you, but when you put them in a vaccine, somehow they become good. So that's weird. But, you know, people at Walmart and wherever else, Safeway, Kmart, they can administer vaccines. So apparently we're all healthcare professionals now. So anyway, people see on the screen a person with a white coat, literally in most cases in the commercials, and that person looks happy and starts talking to the person that's sad, and the voiceover, the narrator is saying, ask your doctor if Abilify is right for you. Side effects may include death. You know, listen to Jeff Foxworthy's list of side effects. That's really what every commercial should say. If you're not familiar, look that up on YouTube. Jeff Foxworthy, side effects. We ought to play that, actually. So those are the words that you're hearing. Meanwhile, a person with a white coat is looking at a person that looked sad. Both are paid actors. Neither is a doctor. And suddenly, the person who looks sad starts to smile. That's because the person was paid to look sad and then smile. They're paid actors. And then the narrator says, ask your doctor about Abilify. They don't even say ask your doctor if such and such is right for you anymore, because it's clearly not. None of these psychotropics are right for you, because side effects always include bad things. And that's never going to change, because it's part of the soft kill. At the very least, altering your mental state so that you're walking around in a coma. You're kind of awake in a coma. At the very least. Part of what we're doing that's absolutely, utterly wrong. So, technocracy. The experts, the self-proclaimed, self-appointed experts telling us they know what's best. The problem is when you put bean counters in charge of things, everything, society, government, then people start feeling like beans. Why? Because that's what technocrats do. They're bean counters, and to a technocrat, people are beans that need to be counted. And efficiencies need to be applied. This is where all of these things like Six Sigma, lean management, you know, the Jack Welch method, all of these kinds of things come from. Technocracy. And there is an agenda that they're following. It's not a new agenda. It was reinvigorated by Zbigniew Brzezinski and others at Columbia University back in the 70s. It was kind of pulled from the ashes or the ash heap of the 30s. It went dark in the 30s, but it wasn't new in the 30s. And I've mentioned how Edward Bellamy, Francis Bellamy's cousin, Francis Bellamy, of course, the person credited with writing the Pledge of Allegiance, and you always need to go back and look at the Bellamy salute that was changed as a result of the rise of Hitler. Where did Nazism come from? Again, this is why I mentioned Hayek's The Road to Serfdom all the time. Was the psychopathy that created Adolf Hitler unique to Nazi Germany? No, as Hayek points out in The Road to Serfdom, it wasn't sure Nazi Germany because Hitler, it was sure Hitler because Nazi Germany. We have the same problem here in America. We just don't know it. Again, this is why we need to get knowledged up. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word. bloated. You can get it today. Log on to getthetea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back
with Chinese lamps, he saved what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich.
Where do you start? We're so far gone in this country. Again, it's like simulacra and simulation. We're drifting from reality. We've been running on spiritual fumes, as I said earlier, for a very long time. There's a peculiar silence in the mainstream press due to the rise of scientism. Science is a religion. Again, technocracy, a primary element or an essential ingredient of that. As Patrick Wood put it best in the title of his book, The Rise of Technocracy, you know, the Trojan horse of global transformation. It is an essential ingredient in the conning of people everywhere, and in that conditioning, the experts through technology largely, because remember, technocracy does not necessarily include technology. People always think, you know, that the term technocracy includes technology. It doesn't. Technocracy, by definition, means ruled by experts. And, of course, there are a number of terms that could certainly be applicable. We've mentioned some of them, oligarchy, kleptocracy. I mentioned Hayek's The Road to Serfdom and Chapter 10 titled Why the Worst Get on Top. Folks have mentioned kakistocracy, which is sort of that by definition, government by the worst elements in a society, which is not a new concept. This is a term that dates back about 200 years. And coined by English author Thomas Love Peacock in 1829. So this is not a new concept. And think about what's happening. You know, again, I mentioned Hayek's Road to Serfdom and the fact that he pointed out it wasn't, you know, people say, well, sure, Nazi Germany because Hitler. But no, it was actually, sure, Hitler because Nazi Germany. Our society is being engineered in the same fashion right now, which is why when you read Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, titled Why the Worst Get on Top, elaborates and details the kakistocracy we find ourselves in now. Chapter 11, titled The End of Truth, corroborates the post-truth era we live in. Hayek's Road to Serfdom is as relevant today for Americans as it ever was for any country anywhere in the world. There's more to say, but that'll do it for the first hour. Stick around, second hour coming up right after the short break. Right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.